Mr. Pagano.
Mr. Marshall.
Once again, right as you as we were waiting to go on, the Skype froze the computer. Honest to God.
Again.
it's terrible.
We cannot let this happen any longer. Let's call them today.
It's unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable. Well, anyways, so we're hooked back up anyway.
Well, that's good. So we're hooked back up, and in the meantime, the weather, well, what can I say? It's typical November, and, you know, there's going to be wind today. There'll be sunshine, and the highs will range somewhere between 45 and 50. It'll be clear and cold tonight, 20 to 25. Some spots will even drop into the teens. Not a big deal. Saturday, we'll cloud up, get windy again. Rain comes in later in the day after 3 o'clock. 45 to 50. We have rain Saturday night. Do not be surprised if you hear thunder and see a little lightning when the cold front comes in. It would be late, though. And then Sunday, early showers in the morning, then partly cloudy and windy, mid-40s. Monday, Sunday, clouds and windy, mid-40s. Right now, it looks to me like the weather will continue. May get milder on Tuesday, then a little colder Wednesday into Thanksgiving Day. And Thanksgiving Day right now, to me, looks just fair and seasonably chilly.
All right, now the rain is coming in on Saturday night. What time will it start? Will it be heavy?
The rain comes in after 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
The heaviest rain will probably wait until after 9 or 10 o'clock Saturday night.
Okay.
I would say somewhere between the hours of like 9 p.m. and 3 or 4 a.m., that's when we'll get our heaviest rain.
And what about an inch of rain, you think?
I think that's pushing it. Okay. I would say a half to maybe three quarters.
All right. Now, you know, there were some sections just north of us yesterday that got lightning and thunder.
Thunderstorms, yeah.
Yep. Hail and sleet and rain, yeah. Just to the north of us in Massachusetts.
Yep. We saw that on radar. It was a line. It moved across portions of Connecticut and Long Island. But when it moved across Connecticut and Long Island, it was just real heavy downpours. By the time it moved northeastward into Massachusetts, they built up higher into the atmosphere, and they were able to form into a thunderstorm. So
yeah, you got you got three seasons yesterday in that one area. You got fall, winter, and summer with the thunderstorm.
The only thing you didn't have is spring.
No.
Well, unbelievable. Yeah,
that was yesterday.
So it was yesterday. Now, by the way, sir.
Yeah.
Did you check your emails?
I saw the picture. Now, I saw the picture of the studio, and you've got that little storage out thing right next to it.
Yes, that little shed next to it. I said, folks, I don't know. Marshall, you may want to put it on your website. I don't know if you want to put it on your website. But the little shed next to it is where we have put in the generator.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a line that goes from there to the main place. And everything is wired so that it appears to be electric inside. But, of course, the generator is providing all of that. So that stays in the shed, and you can't really hear the noise, which is real great. And the garage door opens up, and you can't really see it from there. But that opens up into a huge field where they have the picnic. So we could do one of two things. We can bring some of the biggest stuff in and out through the garage door, or we could even open up the garage door and shoot from the inside out, which we did, I think that was last year in the video, I think when we did, what did the fox say? That's how we did it.
Yeah.
Guys, you could see inside, it's not finished. This was when it was first done. It's all sheetrock now. Upstairs, you have the loft, and we have the steps, and it's been working out pretty nice. So when I found the pictures, I said, I got to send them to Marshall. I didn't even realize they were on the computer. But there they were, and that's why I sent them to you this morning. So
I looked at them, I said, well, I hope the shed is in Pat's office.
No, not at all. Right now in the shed, half of it is packed with picnic stuff, and the other half is packed with some of the larger things in the studio that, you know, that really there's no place to put, like the long rolls of chroma key backdrops and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We put that all in the shed. We put a lot of the rugs in the shed and stuff like that. So that's a scoop there, and I'm just sitting back and happy that it is Friday and that it will be a weekend that we don't have to worry about Marshall. You had snow, Marshall. You have ice. You don't have to worry about any of that.
And the temperature on Saturday when it starts to rain is going to be right around 50.
It will be in the 40s, working up to it there. And then probably not drop. Saturday night, probably Saturday night will stay in the 40s until the front goes through, which would be in the wee hours Sunday morning. And that's when the temperature will drop. And then it'll hover in the 40s for a while, and then by late Sunday, it'll drop into the 30s.
Okay.
Yeah, lake effect for portions of New York State off the lakes there. They'll get lake effect on Sunday as the cold air comes in.
And then, just repeating, Thanksgiving week looks okay.
Right now, looks okay. I don't know about after Thursday, but up until Thursday, looks okay. And by the way, did you also see the winter terms that I sent you?
Yeah, hang on a second. I got that right here. Hang on. Where is that here? There it is. Yeah.
And the reason that I did this is because starting this year, those are the only three winter advisories or warnings or watches, whatever you want to call it, that the National Weather Service will deal with. They have simplified that whole system. And all of the stuff like blizzard watch, blizzard warnings, freezing, all of that is in the past.
That's good. It starts off with a winter weather advisory.
Right.
Then it goes to a winter storm watch.
And then a winter storm
warning.
Right.
And that's the way it should be. I totally agree. I mean, you got all these things that are going out there, and it really hurts businesses. It really does. People get scared, and they start overthinking. They watch TV, and they see these map projections, and all hell breaks loose.
Right. So they simplified it. So there's the advisories. I wanted to also explain, especially to you, because you're so weather-oriented, how they judge, how they observe snow. And that's by visibility. And then I also wanted to explain how we interpret light, moderate, and heavy. And for those who are interested, we term 1 to 2 inches as light, 2 to 4 as moderate, 4 to 6 heavy, 6 or more very heavy.
Now, are they still going to have blizzard warnings if things are they going to say blizzard like conditions stuff?
That's
like
what they will say, right? No, the blizzard warning, the blizzard watches, freezing rain advisories, all of that is a thing in the past.
That's good. So they've narrowed it down.
They narrowed it down, and I think it's going to make things a lot easier, especially for our listeners, so that they understand. Because you're right. I mean, how many times have we seen winter storm watch for Northern Connecticut, the Berkshires, a winter weather advisory, the Catskills, a winter storm warning. Yeah, you put all of these things out, and this is our listening area, and people are scratching their head and say, well, where do we fall? You know, and what does it mean? So this will simplify the whole thing, and I think it'll help tremendously.
Yeah, because what we had before was you could have a blizzard warning in Northwest Connecticut, and then you'd have a winter weather advisory in Dutchess County.
Right.
Like it just ended right there.
Hey, right.
Go over
now,
the
they
line.
Could still have different watches, yeah. For instance, for snowstorms coming in from the south and just cruising that way. The Berkshires may have a winter weather advisory, meaning just light precip, whereas we may be under a winter storm warning. But it's still
better.
It's still simplified.
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah,
get rid of all those terms. I mean, it was
so
amazing.
So you keep that handy. You put it in a nice little protector sheet, and you post it up there right on your bulletin board, and you're set for the winter.
I'm set for the winter now.
Right.
I'm dead set against the winter.
I know.
I hate winter. Even though we do business with ski areas and stuff like that, I just despise winter.
And a lot of people just don't like it. I used to love winter. My liking is less and less now. I would definitely rather have spring and summer.
Yeah, well, oh well. I wouldn't mind if it snowed around Christmas. I really wouldn't. That's about it, though. It just
then turn it off, right? Yeah. Well, let it snow at the ski resorts where they need it.
Well, they can snow there anyways, but they can make the snow.
Yeah, because they make the snow, right?
Yeah, they make the snow. They can make snow now when it's above freezing. Right. That's the miracle that it is. Well, anyway. Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
I want you to have a nice weekend, a safe one, and I'll see you bright and early Monday.
Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.